Translation and purport. My Divine Gurushala Prabhupada. Dressed in a saffron yellow sari, with a belt tied about her full hips, Mother Yashoda pulled on the churning rope, laboring considerably, her bangles and earrings moving and vibrating, and her whole body shaking. Because of her intense love for her child, her breasts were wet with milk. Her face, with its very beautiful eyebrows, was wet with perspiration, and multi flowers were falling from her hair. Purport. Anyone who desires to be Krishna conscious in motherly affection or parental affection should contemplate the bodily features of Mother Yashoda. It is not that one should desire to become like Yashoda, for this is Mayavad. Either in parental affection or conjugal love, friendship or servitorship, in any way, we must follow in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, not try to become like them. Therefore, this description is provided here. Advanced devotees must cherish this description. Always thinking of Mother Yashoda's features, how she was dressed, how she was working and perspiring, how beautifully the flowers were arranged in her hair, and so on. One should take advantage of the full description provided here by thinking of Mother Yashoda in maternal affection for Krishna. Om adnanti mrandasya snananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha namaum vishnu padaya krishna prishtaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swami niti damine namaste saraswate dekho gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschate deshatarine jai shri krishna chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's wonderful to be in the assembly of so many wonderful Vaishnavas. I feel completely incapable to describe this particular verse and the topic. As Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, therefore this description is provided here. Advanced devotees must cherish this description. And I do not feel that I have any capability to glorify the mother of the Lord. Yashoda Maya, who is glorified here. And moreover, it was just last night that I found out that I was supposed to speak. So I had, because another devotee who was scheduled for unforeseen circumstances could not make it. So, had I known that Sutta Prabhu was here, I would not have accepted the offer, and so many of you could have done a much more wonderful job. So please forgive me, I have not been able to prepare properly. Just jotted a few thoughts. This verse talks about Mother Yashoda and the glories of Mother Yashoda. The 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is described as the face of the Lord. There are 12 cantos in Srimad Bhagavatam. Each represent a limb of the Lord. And the tenth canto is a lotus face of the Lord. In terms of the 10 topics which are mentioned in the second canto, 10th chapter, Srila Jiva Goswami, following the footsteps of Sridhar Swami, says that the 10th canto is the Ashraya Tattva or the canto which talks about the shelter of the devotees. So it's a very high subject matter. And the first 11 chapters of the 10th canto speak of the Lord's pastime until he was 3 years and 4 months. These pastimes took place in Gokula before he moved to Vrindavan, which is the next 11 chapters, and then he moved on further to Nandagaon, which is another, I believe, 14 chapters, and then Dwarka. After the age of 25, he left for Dwarka. So basically his Vrajalila is 10 years and 4 months. This is Vrajalila. And the scene here today is of the day of Deepavali. Deepavali is celebrated all over India even today as the great celebration Diwali, the festival of lights. On the morning of Diwali, Mother Yashoda was taking her rest next to the beautiful Lord Krishna. And as she woke up with the sound of the peacocks, she looked at the lovely face of the Lord with lotus blue eyes, which were shut, looked exactly like lotus petals. And looking at the face of the Lord, she thought, how can I wake him up? Today is a special day. Let me do something special for my lovely little child. And moreover, just in about 2 days' time, there is the great festivity of Indra Puja, which is the worship of Indra, which was done by everyone in the village of Nanda Maharaj. So this was before the Govardhan Puja. Lord Krishna was nearly 3. So he was 2 years old, and those who are mothers, they know that a child who is 2 years old, they say that they go through, Mataji, you'll agree, terrible 2s. So Yashoda Maiya also started finding out from Krishna, all the mischiefs started to appear, and he started to create all havoc in the village. So she thought, he always steals butter. Let me today make churn butter for him myself. And if I do it myself, then I'll ensure that it is the best quality. In any case, it was the best quality. Because of the 900,000 cows of Nanda Maharaj, there were about 7-8 cows, some acharyas say 6 or 7 cows, who were the best. These cows were Padmagandha cows. Their milk gave the scent of a fresh blooming lotus flower. This was the scent of the milk. So these Padmagandha cow milk was what was used. It was boiled, and half of the milk was made into other items, and the other half was churned into butter, and that butter was offered to Krishna. So, but generally the servants would do this. And these servants were the gopis and the helpers of Mother Yashoda. But today, because they were busy with the preparation for the Indra Puja, and sometimes if they were busy, then Mother Rohini would do it. But today Mother Rohini wasn't there either. Mother Rohini was invited by Upananda. So Parjanya Maharaj is son of Devamida, King Devamida. And his other son is Shurasena. And Parjanya Maharaj has 5 sons. The middle son is Nanda. Upananda, Abhinanda are the older sons. Middle son is Nanda. And then you have Nandana. And you have Sunanda. So 5 sons. So the elder brother, Upananda, he lives in Khadiravan, which is called as Khairagaon, if you go to Braj. So he had invited Rohini, Balaram and Nanda Baba to come to his house. So Rohini had to oblige, so she had gone. So the only person remaining was Mother Yashoda, so she left Krishna in bed. Usually she would not do that. She left him in bed, she woke up, and she went and she started churning the butter. And this is the description that is being provided while she is churning the butter for Krishna. So, as she is churning the butter, she is constantly thinking of the Lord. Not only is she thinking of the Lord, she is overwhelmed with a feeling of maternal love. And as she goes on churning, whoosh, 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 you know, manthanam is happening, the churning is happening. She's singing wonderful poetry. One of the 26 qualities of a devotee is that a devotee is kavi. A devotee is naturally a poet. Kavi also means expert. Kavi also means learned. But it also means poet. So Mother Yashoda is all three. And she was singing wonderful poetry in appreciation of a little child. So Srila Jiva Goswami in his Gopala Champu describes wonderfully the poetry and the pastime of Mother Yashoda. He mentions how as Mother Yashoda was churning the milk, her eyes were on little baby Krishna who was lying on a wonderful golden cot with a duvet which was as soft as feather and crystal white in color. And the Lord was lying there curling, half curled, and Mother Yashoda was constantly looking at him. And as she was looking, she started singing. Of course, I don't have the song in front of me, but it's given in Gopala Champu by Jiva Goswami. In the Purva Champu, the first Champu, first half, she starts by saying, "You are the Tilaka of this village. A Tilak is always on the forehead. So you are the best personality of this Nandagaon." At that time, in Gokul, "You are the best personality because you give pleasure to all the residents of Gokula. You are having supernatural capabilities. You sucked the life breath out of Putna and you killed her. And when you crawled on the cart demon Shakatasur and you killed him, you almost broke our hearts with worry. And when you were taken away by Trinavarta, the whirlwind demon, by the mercy of Lord Vishnu, somehow or the other, you came back safely. And you are so wonderfully expert at dancing. Even at this young age, you dance so wonderfully, so beautifully. In fact, everything about you is sweet. Especially when you run behind the cows and you skate. You know, like children like skating. You skate on the mixture of cow dung and cow urine. Those who have ever been in the goshala, especially if you go closer to the cows, you are surrounded by cow dung and cow urine. And that is exactly where Krishna loves to skate. He loves to skate in that. Mother Yashoda is appreciating. She says, "You are so sweet, my little child. Never leave me. Please, do not leave us." And this is where she is singing. And as she is singing, out of natural motherly love, the milk from her breast starts flowing. And it is said that Mother Yashoda is always melting in love. She is, in this verse it is said in the translation, Srila Prabhupada says, she was wet with perspiration. She is always perspiring. Mother Yashoda is a little stout. She is not thin, she is stout. She is dark in color. She has very thick dark hair. She likes to decorate herself with beautiful malti flowers. Her favorite color is yellow, which some other Sampradaya Acharyas say that Krishna has adopted from Mother Yashoda. So his favorite color is also yellow. Pitambara. So Mother Yashoda is very affectionately thinking of Krishna. And when she thinks of him, she obviously wants to serve him. And out of service attitude, as she goes about doing her service, she sweats. And from her breast, the milk oozes out, which is also a form of melting out of love. And she is constantly, in the entire Vraja Leela, her eyes are always wet. She is always, not in tears, but she is always in anxiety about the Lord. So she is perspiring, she has wet eyes, and she is, in fact it is said, Jiva Goswami says, actually, not Jiva Goswami, Kavi Karnapur says in Anand Vrindavana Champu, another wonderful literature. Kavi Karnapur is son of Sivananda Sen, very special personality. Kavi Karnapur, when he was a little boy, Paramananda Sen, actually even before his birth, Mahaprabhu said to Sivananda Sen, please give him the name Puridas. And then as Mahaprabhu instructed him over there, his wife actually delivered the boy. And when Mahaprabhu saw him for the first time, the boy started sucking the toe of Mahaprabhu. So he literally had the mercy of Mahaprabhu's personal, his lotus feet. And Mahaprabhu asked him, please chant. And he chanted a beautiful poetry. And Mahaprabhu gave him the name, he's Kavi Karnapur. So Kavi Karnapur is exalted. He's in Raja pastime. He's Guna Chuda Sakhi, who is expert at glorifying the qualities of all the residents of Braja. So he has written Anand Vrindavan Champu and glorifying Yashoda Mai. So he says how Yashoda Mai is going about her activities and constantly melting in love. In fact, he says that her upper garment was always wet because she was always thinking of Krishna. We find in the first canto, 11th chapter, when Lord Krishna returns to Dwarka after being in Hastinapur, after the war of Hastinapur, the Lord is perhaps 90 years old and the mothers are even older than him by another, say, 50 years. But when the mothers see him, out of motherly love, they started lactating. Now this is natural. As nature has meant it, Srila Prabhupada says, the mother's natural instinct of the welfare of the child, as soon as the child is born, the Lord has created the mother's body in such a way that she is able to protect the child. So this is the welfare of the expression of the care of the mother. So we find many such descriptions. And Mother Yashoda, what can we speak about her? I would like to highlight the glories of Mother Yashoda, and compare her glories to the glories of any other resident or any other devotee or anyone, in fact, who is on the path of spirituality. So, who all are on the path of spirituality? What kind of different grades of personalities? There are the yogis. What are the yogis aiming for? What do the yogis aim for? Who do the yogis? Paramatma, realization. And then there are the jnanis. Who do the jnanis aim for? The Brahman, realization. And then there are Vaikuntha planets. And on the Vaikuntha planets, they are always serving the Lord who is displaying His full Satchidananda Vigraha. And in His display of Sat, Chit and Ananda, Sat means eternality, existence. And He exists independent of anyone else. He has an independent existence. That is why He is Sat. As Srila Prabhupada says, He is the supreme autocrat. So He is Sat. Chit means full of knowledge. The Lord is full of knowledge. He seeks no knowledge from anyone. Does Krishna seek knowledge from anyone? No. And Ananda, He is full of bliss. How can somebody be full of bliss? Only if there is nothing to fear. Many explanations. Sridhar Swami at one place says, the Lord is full of Ananda because He has nothing to fear. Now let's see Mother Yashoda. Let us see her qualities. We will take the first one first, the last one first, Ananda. The Lord is full of Ananda. He fears no one. In fact, death personified fears the Lord. The same Lord fears Mother Yashoda. It is mentioned again by Kavi Karnapur, when the Lord was a little boy, a little young, 2 years old, that is the first time He started crawling and stealing butter. And He crawled to the butter pot, He stole some butter, and Maharaj Nanda's house is full of pillars made of crystal, which are like mirrors. Little Kana stolen the butter, and before he could realize, he spotted Mother Yashoda trying to come and get him. It was too late to crawl away. So he sat there with his butter behind his back, and he said, "Maya, I came here because I found a thief enter our house. And this thief is right behind me. See? And when I turn behind, he looks at me." So Krishna is looking at himself. And he's saying, "I've caught this thief red-handed. He's got butter in his hands." And Mother Yashoda says, "Yes, I know who is the thief." Krishna is afraid. He's fearful. Apparently, the all-blissful Lord, His bliss is checked by Mother Yashoda. This is her superiority. Fear. Another time, Krishna was found doing the same act, stealing butter, caught red-handed. His hand was in the butter pot when Mother Yashoda walked in. Now there is nothing to, hide. You are stealing butter again. Krishna says, "Maya, actually, this ruby bracelets that you are putting on me." Krishna loves ruby bracelets. Saffron colored bracelets he loves. "You have put these, and these are so hot. You see, they look so hot. So they were burning my hand, so I had to stick my hand in the butter." to stop my hand from burning? Yes, yes, that is true. Other times the Vrajvasis, they complain, Yashoda, please mind your son. Because he is afraid of you, he plays so innocent in front of you. But otherwise he is always stealing, coming to our house, breaking the pots. And he is something extraordinary. He comes in the dead of the night, just before the early morning hours. That's why in Vraj, in most of the temples, they offer butter as the first item early in the morning. He comes in the dead of the night, he breaks the pot. And we cannot even find where the pot is. We keep it in hiding. But he is self-effulgent. From his own effulgence, he can spot the pot. He breaks the pot, he steals the butter, he distributes to the monkeys. And if we catch him and we tell him, hey, don't do this again, he tells us, you better keep quiet. Otherwise, I will go and pinch your child who is sleeping. He threatens us. And if our husbands cry out, thief, thief, run after him. He stands there looking at us completely nonchalantly and says, I am not the thief. I am the Lord. Everything in the three worlds belongs to me. We say, no, this is our house. You are the thief. We can't understand him. And sometimes when we have caught him, when we manage to catch him, we want to punish him, he simply smiles. And we forget our anger. This is mentioned by Kavipur. So, he's only behaving like this because of fear of you, Mother Yashoda. So this Lord of Ananda, full of Ananda, he's fearful of Mother Yashoda. This is her glorious position. Another quality, sat, existence, independence. When Mother Yashoda scolds him, he becomes upset and he curls and he sits in a corner and he says, Maya, I will never do this again. Trust me. Please trust me. Even Brahma trusts me. You must trust me. Mother Yashoda says, don't speak in these unintelligible words I don't understand. And then, out of complete dependence, he goes and he sleeps in the lap of his mother and says, see how I am becoming thin because today you did not feed me enough butter. And Mother Yashoda sees Kana and says, yes, you are growing thin. Actually, you know what? Everything in this house belongs to you. You can steal as much as you want. In fact, everything that belongs to your father belongs to you. And since he is the king, everything in Gokula belongs to you. You can steal as much as you want. So mother is convinced. But the Lord is dependent on his mother. His sat, his existence is independence. This independent Lord is dependent on his mother. Chit, knowledge. What is the verse? 15th chapter, I think. Yeah, 15th chapter Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Veda ischa sarvair ahameva vedyo. Through all the Vedas I am to be known. In fact, not only that, Vedanta krit, I am the author of Vedanta, the conclusion of Vedas. I am the conclusion of all the Vedas. Vedavid, I am the knower of all the Vedas, everything that is to be known. The same Lord, one evening, please listen carefully. One evening, Mother Yashoda is with the gopis and the Lord is on the balcony of the palace of Nanda Maharaj. It's a full moon night and the moon's reflection is seen in the balcony of Nanda Maharaj. Looking at the reflection of the moon, The Lord looks at the moon and he starts crying. But Mother Yashoda is busy chatting with the gopis of Vrindavan. So he goes to his mother, 2-year-old boy. He pulls Mother Yashoda's sari. Mother Yashoda doesn't respond. So he opens her braid. He pulls her hair, opens her, unties her braid. Mother Yashoda still doesn't respond. And then he goes and sits in the lap, and then Mother Yashoda says, "Yes, what do you want, Kana?" And the gopis, they say, "Oh, you are here. Come on, come to us. We'll give you what you want. Do you want some butter? Do you want some milk?" And the gopis, they pass Kana from one hand to another, and everyone asks, "What do you want? Milk? Butter? Some ghee? Some cheese? Paneer?" And Krishna says, "No, no, no." And at the end, he tells one of the gopis, "I want condensed butter." So the gopi says, "What is this condensed butter? Where is this condensed butter?" He says, "I want the ball of condensed butter, which is there in the sky, you see. I want that ball of condensed butter, the full moon." He doesn't say full moon. So the gopis say, "Oh, that is not condensed butter. That is a Rajahamsa. That's a royal swan. Do you see those clouds? Those are the waves. And that swan is riding on the waves. If it is a swan, then please get the swan because I want to play with him. I want him." Before he reaches on the other side of the pond, please get him. And then Mother Yashoda takes Kana and says, "Actually, they are all lying. It is not a Hamsa." Gokulananda Bhagavan ki jai. This is Gokulananda. We are describing Gokulananda. How can we describe Gokulananda? We cannot. So Mother Yashoda takes Kana in her lap, and she says, "Actually, they are all lying. This is not Rajahamsa. This is, in fact, condensed butter. But still, I cannot give him to you because you see those spots on him? He's tinged with poison. And because he's tinged with poison, I cannot give him to you." "What is poison, Mother?" "Poison? Oh," so Mother Yashoda is now relating the churning of the milky ocean. So she says, "Poison? Once the demigods and the demons were churning the milky ocean." "Milky ocean, Mother? How many cows made the milky ocean?" "Oh, Kana, the cows did not make the milky ocean. The milky ocean was made by the Lord, by Bhagwan." "But who is this Bhagwan?" Krishna asks. Mother Yashoda says, "Bhagwan, he is the creator of everything. He is the cause of all causes. Because he is the cause of all causes, he can create anything. He can create the milk without the cows. So in this ocean of milk, the demigods and demons were churning. They were churning like you gopis churn butter. Isn't it, Maya?" "Yes, just like the gopis, they were churning. And Mandara was the churning rod, and Vasuki, the king of the serpents, was the rope. And as they were churning, the first thing that came out was poison. Kalakuta poison." "You are lying, Maya. poison only comes from the snakes. Ah, Kana, actually the poison that came out was drunk by Lord Shiva, and whatever drops fell from his palm were accepted by the snakes, and hence the snakes became poisonous. In this way, Mother Yashoda was explaining. And then she said, and because the moon came out from the churning of the Milky Ocean, the moon was tinged with the spots of poison. And hence, you see, he has those spots. So although he is condensed butter, I cannot give him to you. Thinking this, hearing this, Krishna yawned and slept. The next morning, Mother Yashoda woke up Krishna, and Krishna said, see, you didn't feed me butter last night. See how thin I have become? And Mother Yashoda said, yes, yes, I know. You did not have enough butter last night. There must have been some other thief who came in our house, because all the butter pots are empty. So, in this way, the Lord is interacting with Mother Yashoda. The Lord, who is Vedanta Krit, conclusion of the Vedas, is seeking knowledge from Mother Yashoda. And Brahman feature that the Jnanis go after. You know, when you are on the Jnan Marga, on the path of knowledge, the Brahman feature that the Jnanis actually aim for is the purest. It is untinged and uncovered. Niravaranam. Niravaranam means uncovered. Or in simple words, is the naked truth. Naked truth is Brahman. It's just effulgence. Simply truth, naked truth. Mother Yashoda and the Brajavasis experienced, Kavi Karnapur is saying, see, they experienced this higher form of Brahman. Sometimes Lord Krishna would run behind, actually he would crawl and sneak upon the baby calf. And if you try to go, if you go to Gaushala, there are some lovely calves there. If you try to catch them, they will jump and they will run away. So when Krishna would try to grab the tail of the calf, they would suddenly jump and start running. And as they would jump and start running, Krishna's Maya, Mother Yashoda, would have put a, anyway, I can't explain in English, a cloth to cover his under lower part of the body, because he would have hold the, he was holding the tail of the calf, the cloth would slip out and the Lord would be completely naked. And all the Brajavasis would laugh and they would enjoy looking at the naked Lord. This is mentioned by Kavi Karnapur. That Jnanis, they are after what? Brahman. But Mother Yashoda is having Niravaranam Brahma Darshan every day. The naked truth's Darshan literally every day without any endeavor. Special position. Those who are after Paramatma feature of the Lord. Who is after Paramatma? The yogis. Paramatma means they work hard to keep focus on the Paramatma in the heart. But the Lord goes out of his own accord and steals butter from the houses of the different gopis. And by stealing that butter, actually, Jiva Goswami also mentions that the gopis were churning butter. When they churn the butter, They do it simply expecting that Krishna will come and steal it. With all their heart, they prepare the butter so that Krishna would come and steal it. And when Krishna steals the butter, he actually steals their heart. And Krishna always remains in the house of Mother Yashoda, stealing her heart constantly. So whereas the yogis are trying hard to keep Paramatma focus in their heart, the Paramatma personified is personally going out and stealing the heart of these Brajavasis and Mother Yashoda. How much superior is this position of Mother Yashoda? In fact, the Lord is always eager to drink the milk of Mother Yashoda, which is mentioned here. Putra sneha snuta kucha, because of the love for her child, she was lactating. And that milk, what is the quality nature of this milk, is described by Jiva Goswami in Gopala Champu. Jiva Goswami says, before that, do you all know what is a chataka bird? Chataka, have you heard of chataka? Anyone knows what is chataka bird? Yeah? What is this bird? Yes, this chataka bird only drinks rainwater. Of course, the chataka bird would be very happy in London. It rains so often. But it will not survive in this cold. So the chataka bird is found in India. Is only drinking when there is rain. And rains only come during the monsoon season. 4 months in a year. And only then can chataka get the rain water. And hence chataka bird is always looking at the clouds. When will it rain? In anticipation. In anxious desire to want the association of that rain. Now you see, Jiva Goswami is explaining, payo varshati dharabhi. Mother Yashoda's milk was flowing, payo varshati, like rain water, is compared to rain water. Varshavan medura shriyah. And what is this rain water? What is this nature of this milk? It is medura. It personifies. It is personification of shriyah, the desire for welfare of her child. Because he is dependent on her. And what is the Lord doing? Tasyah payodhare shushtu. And that rain of milk, Krishna's chatakatam gataha. Like a chataka bird, Krishna is anxious to be under the welfare, to have a taste of that milk of Mother Yashoda. Because it is personification of the love that she has for the Lord. Jiva Goswami is explaining. And in fact, what to speak of Mother Yashoda, Srila Prabhupada explains so sweetly, so very sweetly. When the Lord disappeared from this planet, Uddhava started roaming all over India. And ultimately he was going to go and live in Badrikashram. Before he went to Badrikashram, as he was roaming, he comes across Vidura, third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, third, fourth, fifth canto is Vidura. First meeting Uddhava telling Vidura, please ask your questions to Maitreya. And then Maitreya and Vidura is conversing in these three cantos. So Uddhava, when he meets Vidura, Vidura asks about the well-being of Krishna, Balram, but Krishna had disappeared. And Uddhava feels so overwhelmed by the question, and he says, I cannot just, the Lord is constantly with me, and I've constantly taken shelter of the Lord. Who else can we take shelter of? And he quotes a very sweet verse to Vidura. Please chant with me this verse. Aho Bakiyam. Oh, how great is Baki. Who is Baki? The sister of Bakasur is Baki. Who is Baki? Putana. She was sister of Bakasur. So her name was Baki. So Uddhava is saying, so great is Baki, the demoness Putana. Why is she so great? Stanakalakut. You have to sing with me. Stanakalakutam. On her breast she smeared poison. And then Jighamsa yapayad. Jighamsa payayad. Apyasadvi. Jighamsaya. With her intention to kill the Lord. She apayayad. She forcibly made the Lord drink her milk. But she is so glorious. Uddhava is saying, why is she so glorious? Lebhe gatim. She attained the position. What position she attained? Dhatri uchitam. She attained the position of a wet nurse, which is equal to a mother. A wet nurse is a lady who feeds her milk. Especially in royal families, they would have wet nurses. When the queen wasn't around, the wet nurse would feed the child. So Putana was raised to the position of a wet nurse. Dhatri uchitam tato anyam. Who other than that Gokulananda? Kamva dayalum. Who is more compassionate? He can give even Putana the position of mother. Kim va dayalum sharanam vrajema. Who else than him can I take shelter of? Tell me, Uddhava is saying, Vidura. And Srila Prabhupada gave a class in London on Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 17, in which he says, I would like to read Srila Prabhupada's words. He says, even when he was a child, the Putana demon came to kill him by poisoning. But Krishna is so kind that Putana smeared over her breast poison, and Krishna sucked the breast and sucked her life also. But she was given liberation, the position of mother. Krishna is so kind. That is supreme consciousness. That, however this demon Putana, innocent or ignorant, she came to kill me without knowing that I cannot be killed. That is her ignorance. But so far I am concerned, I have touched her breast as mother. Therefore, she should be given the position of mother, like Yashoda Ma. This is Krishna. He felt himself so much obliged because of this service. Srila Prabhupada's words. Srila Prabhupada ki. So this is the position of Putana. So how much more is the position of our mother Yashoda, which is mentioned in this verse. What can we speak? It is beyond our capacity to speak and glorify the mother of the Lord. Sat, Chit, Ananda, Paramatma and Brahman, everything is subordinate to the interaction of the mother Yashoda with the Lord. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. samaved bhakta vrindaki gaur premanandi hari bhoval.